Blog Talk Radio.
Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Other than still suffering from some electronic and now mechanical issues, I'm holding my own.
The Mars and Aquarius, you know, technology. We're a technological world, and Mars and Aquarius is a double-edged sword with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Uranus conjunct the Sun and Mercury is not helping either.
No. I wasn't talking about that one.
Yeah.
So, you're not the only one. All I'm saying is you're not the only one. I'm sure a lot of our listeners are going, yeah, okay, because that's a group environment thing. Anytime you have an outer planet and an inner planet, it's a collective soul masses.
It's okay. I'm still standing so far. Well, actually, right now I'm sitting down with my headset on, so you can't hear my hot water heater beeping. Oh, my goodness. It's okay. They will get here tomorrow, and they will make it right, they said. So we'll see about that. Anyway. So it was interesting tonight. I think the lineup of the planets, you know, is kind of cool. And earlier today we had a nice triple trine going on with those guys when the moon was a bit earlier in Virgo. And I was very busy. I just wish I accomplished more. But that's okay. I stayed grounded and I didn't mess with anything I didn't know anything about. I used my wisdom.
There you go. It's a matter of staying grounded. You know, it's a matter of, because, you know, here again, I really liked what you wrote about this one because, you know, this time period that we're in right now really beefs up that intuitive ability and that inspiration to have a vision, but to do it grounded, you know, with all the Taurus energy and, of course, tonight that Virgo moon. You know, we've had it for the last couple of days. Tonight's going to be about the last of it. But here again, it's been, you know, it's been a very grounded time, yet intuitive time. So it's an interesting time we live in right now.
It certainly is. It certainly is. Well, I like the mixture of things. You know, like there's a lot of earth and water and stuff. And, of course, you know, that Mars and Aquarius, it's kind of quizzical. Of course, it's not going to be there much longer. But still, it's the Mars Aquarius, if I had upgraded a lot of my technology, so there was a learning curve, which I expected. I wasn't expected the way it went down, though, and I think that was Uranus at work, but squaring Saturn. But nonetheless, it all worked out. And I think it's going to be better because some of the stuff I have now is going to be a little bit more professional and a little bit more efficient on some levels, too. So, it's just trying to find the good in those things that make you say, stop. So I am working on that. You know, I am a patient person when it comes to people. When it comes to technology, you know what? Sometimes I'm not at all patient with technology. That should be better, but oh well.
You have a high expectation of machines.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Too much technology around me right now, but
yeah, you know, people are human. That's the difference between the two. People are human. There's a character to it. There's an understanding about the vulnerabilities of it. Today's technology, we want it now. We want to do it right every single time, and it's pretty flawed, just like humans are. You know, even though it can be very frustrating. But yeah, hey, you have to take it down a little, you know, and work with the, what you got. Finesse the technology until you get what you want out of it.
Absolutely right. Yes. I guess I'm going to go back to school and become a guru in it, but I think I will be able to get with the program.
You're way more advanced in that technology than I am. I will say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but I'm excited about this full moon coming up. I think it's going to be a good one. I do talk to a lot of people that are on the metaphysical path in one way or another and everything. I find that so wonderful, you know. It's just nice because I'm still, even though we're all isolated to some degree and everything, I still feel like I'm connected with my tribe.
And I think everybody has. I think everybody's found that way. I love this full moon because it's Scorpio. I love Scorpio full moons because it really gives the power and the punch to really get rid of and let go of what does not serve us anymore. And this one has the Arabic part of fortune attached to it, which I just think is great. What an Arabic part of fortune is it's kind of like a double Jupiter. There's things called Arabic parts, and what they are is angles and aspects that give us advantages or give us different things. There's many Arabic parts that you could look at. But my favorite is the Arabic part of fortune. And here it is because it's a double Jupiter. It's kind of like a guardian angel over you. It's that Wheel of Fortune thing. So I look at that with this full moon. And then in opposition to Uranus, the Sun, and Mercury. And it's all about that grounded transformation. So people can really physically get it out of them at this point in time. And that's the biggest thing I like about this full moon. The other part about it is that Venus is in Gemini, and it is all about that duality for our own greater benefit because it's squaring Neptune, and it's saying you need to envision what's right, but you also need to meet the challenge of really seeing what you need to do today to make that happen. So I really like this full moon chart because of just the energy shift that it brings.
I agree. I think it's going to be a powerful one. I think a lot of people are going to get more in tune. Sometimes spending time alone or not necessarily following your usual responsibilities gives us time to ponder, you know, contemplate, maybe go a little deeper into our needs and desires. And I think that we're going to see even more of that after this full moon. I do. Okay, a number of people on hold. I suppose we should see what they need from us tonight. What do you think?
Okay, how about we do that?
Okay. Let's see, a couple of them switched order on me. Somebody hung up and came back on. Okay.
Hi.
Area code 360, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi there. Yeah, it was a bad. I had to hang up and call back.
So I recognize you called back, so I figured you called in first. I was going to take you first. How about that?
Thank you.
And how
you want my birthday?
It?
This is Holly from Seattle.
Holly, how are you?
I'm good. Did you need my birthday or no?
I do because I had a system crash on the 14th of April, so could you give it to me?
Sure. 10/25/64. 1:43 p.m. Say again?
What time?
Oh, 1:43 p.m.
And where?
Westchester, Pennsylvania.
And you live where now, did you tell me?
Seattle.
Seattle. You're a long way from home, baby.
Yep.
All righty, great. Did you have a special question for us tonight?
Yeah, how do you see my move going to Arizona?
When are you planning on moving?
On the 9th. Well, no, excuse me. I'm going to start driving on the 6th and get there at the 9th, on the 9th.
Interesting.
Sound like you're pretty excited about it.
Yeah. I'm just driving, so I'm trying to pull over so I don't crash.
Right. Wow.
There, I'm pulled over.
Really?
Yeah, we want you to be safe no matter what.
And you happen to have a guardian angel over your shoulder by birth, with Jupiter in your third house of transportation. Okay? So, in actuality, you have like a little guardian angel over you when you drive, just to let you know.
That's nice.
It's really interesting because Mars is getting ready, during this period of time that you're doing this, Mars is getting ready to transit over your natal Saturn in your first house. And you're traveling under this full moon. And this full moon is dead on your Neptune. Okay?
Mm.
Dead on. Okay? And that's in your ninth house. So there's that opposition that we were talking about earlier going on. But there's a whole heck of a lot of trines to your Venus, Pluto, and Uranus connection. Okay? So I think that you're making a full transformation and change for your life. I think this is really going to be for your benefit. Do I think it's going to be a little dramatic? Probably. Temperance is what I'm going to say. Slow and steady wins the race. So I wouldn't be going there, you know, racing from Seattle down there. I would enjoy the view. I would relax a little bit more, take an extra amount of time just to really make this transformation and change work. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to work really well for your benefit if you do. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree with what you said. Now, I'm looking at your Seattle chart because that's where you made the decision from. So I'm seeing a little bit of a different house picture, but I so agree with Jacqueline. I really think that this is divinely orchestrated. And I also agree that, again, stop to smell the roses, okay? Allow yourself the little breaks that you might need and do a little sightseeing on the way, perhaps. You're in your Mars opposition during the journey. And that's great because you're going with someone special.
No. Me.
Is there going to be
special.
Someone special waiting for you?
Do you have a pet?
No.
Really? I'm surprised you don't have a companion going with you, too. I have to agree with Aphrodite on that.
No.
Interesting.
I have a friend that already lives there, but nobody's driving with me.
Well, that's good, though, because as long as you're going on the way to someone that you really love and care about, I think that's fine, too. Because that way you'll have somebody to chat with on the way and tell them a little bit about your journey.
Yeah.
So that'll be fine. That'll be fine. You have several planets in Scorpio, and sometimes, like I have Scorpio rising, it's very close to your sun sign, so sometimes I prefer to travel alone, actually. I listen to my audio books, and I play the music I like, and I stop where I want to eat.
Yeah.
And I would take that journey, because here again, take it slow. See the scenery. I so agree with Aphrodite about don't try and rush this. So have fun with it.
No.
Live in the moment.
Yeah.
Because again, here, I think with a little bit of temperance, you won't get frustrated and it won't be so challenging.
Okay. I can do that.
Yeah. Oh, great. I can't wait to talk to you when you get on the other side of the jury. This is awesome.
Yeah, I'm dying to see Sedona. I'm moving an hour away from Sedona.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, it's exciting.
Okay,
I got there a couple
you.
Of times and I was very wowed by it. The energy there is very different and very profound. Well, God bless. Okay, keep us posted, all right?
All righty. Thank you both.
You're welcome. God bless.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Nice. I don't even know what's going on with the virus in those areas that she's in right now. I know Seattle was a little tricky, but like I said, sometimes driving right now is much safer than flying, actually.
I would agree. There's less people you're going to run into.
Mm-hmm. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 310, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm kind of in needles and pins, though. That's why I called in. Excuse me. I have a personal question for myself, and then I have a question that concerns everyone. My first question is my job, where I work right now, is my job essential to the food industry? And I'm just wondering, is my job, am I going to be terminated at some point next week?
And what's your name?
What's that? Oh, my name is
what's
Vince.
Hi, Vince.
Hey.
And what's your birthday?
August 10th, 59.
And what time were you born?
I believe it was 7 a.m. in Poland.
What city?
A city called Piła. It's pronounced Piła, but it's spelled P-I-L-A.
Got it. Perfect.
And where do you live now, Vince?
I live in New York.
Okay.
I live in Poughkeepsie, but I work
in
Albany.
You live in Poughkeepsie? Wow.
Yeah, it's about an hour and a half drive from work.
Yeah, if you're going into the city, yeah, that is a bit of a drive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, now I have more than one Pila, Poland. Which county?
I couldn't tell you, because I don't know.
I only had one. Interesting. I don't know why you have two.
I've got seven. I'm just going to pick up the
really?
Basic one, which probably is a centralized situation. Let me do that. That's fine. I'm trying to be as exacting as I can for you, that's all.
Right.
Glad you moved. I am really glad. I think you were empowered by moving here from Poland, just to let you know.
Yeah, I was. I actually was 2 years old when my parents immigrated from Poland to Canada, and then I was. I moved to the States when I was in my early 30s.
Well, there's no major planet sitting on your part of termination.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, there's no major planets on that sector. Let me see, there's one other one I wanted to look at real quick for you. It's escaping me in the moment. How long have you been at your current job?
It's going to be 2 years at the end of this month.
Okay. Because you're part of sudden parting. You're part of sudden parting. Is at 26 degrees of Capricorn, and we have a planet sitting right on that star. Jupiter sitting on that star, and it isn't square to your moon. Well. See, the only way I could see you leaving this job is if you've got something better.
Oh, I see. Okay, so I'm not going to be terminated then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Jupiter's got an annual cycle. It's been in Capricorn since last December. And what it's been doing during its tour is it has been putting nice trines and blessing lines on your Pluto, your Mars, and your Venus. You've probably done a pretty good job, you know?
I do. I do. I have a very good job. It's a lot of hard work, but the rewards are priceless.
Great. Now, are you in charge?
No. but a lot of times it's almost like I am because my supervisors, like just last week, for example, my supervisor asked me to do something and I declined because of a situation, and he went to write me up, and then he found out that I was right in making the call, and so he had to take back the write-up.
Nice. I like you being justified. That's great.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and I have to agree with you. I think there is some kind of transformation and change, and that's really, that may be it, okay, because what's happening is Mars is passing over Chiron in your 10th house in your relocation chart, and in your natal chart, let me go back to that, it's in your 6th house, okay? So it's a day-to-day work kind of thing. But Venus transfers into your 10th house career, and in your relocation, it's in your 1st house. In both of those ways, it's a guardian angel that comes over this. So what I am going to say is that it may be a little tense. In putting that all together in English, it may be a little tense right now for you, but there is a transformation and change coming as far as your work is concerned. Do I think it's a firing? I doubt it. You've got too many benefactors here to really make it happen. Aphrodite said, if it is, it's by your choice.
Right.
But I do think that this is a shift, and it's a look at a different perspective as far as your work is concerned. It's a bigger part of this, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
So think about, really, the reason why Chiron does that is it says, hey, you're holding on to this thing that's just wrong, and you need to let it go. Okay. So it's moving beyond something that's from the past that's hurt you before that this job is doing again. And by releasing that and getting rid of that, it'll help you heal. It'll help you be better at what you do.
Right. Well, see, I know that like all my supervisors and even the higher-ups, they love me because I work all this overtime. I'm really anal about my job, how it's done, the cleanliness of it, everything. I mean, because I have a big, big responsibility laying on my shoulder, and every supervisor, including the lab techs, look to me for anything that goes right or wrong. So yeah, I have a lot of responsibility.
You're a Leo son.
I love it for you.
You're a Leo son with Uranus conjuncted. So there's this great leadership quality that you have. And then what do you have on top of that but Mars and Virgo and Venus and Virgo conjunct, okay? So Virgo is such a perfecting thing, and it's such a clean thing, and it's such a, you know, a precise thing. What I tell my clients who come in with a Mars and Virgo is you'll work till the day you die, not because you have to, but because you, not because you have to for the money, because you have to for the purpose. And it's all about
right.
that with It's all about, okay, we can do this. And I like the entertainment field for you, you know, the hospitality field for you, because you have that great service quality. You have a great entertainer, and you have a great leadership quality to be able to go, okay, this has got to be done, and this has got to be done, and this has got to be done, okay?
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, okay, and what I'm trying to tell you with that too as well, because Virgo is a duality, is you beat the crap out of yourself, and you need to knock it off. Okay.
Yeah, you're right. I do.
If something goes wrong, you blame yourself. Okay.
Yeah,
and
I do.
It's all about staying true to, no, I did the best I could, and it, you know, so be it with the rest. The universe had the rest of it. Don't ever think that you did something wrong, because again, you're so perfecting that you will make sure you're doing the exact right thing. So if it
right.
screws up. Not your fault, okay? Just saying.
Yeah. Okay. And then the other question I have, and this is for everyone out there, can you please tell us that Hitler, a.k.a. Trump, is going to go to prison, or if he's going to be elected, reelected, or what? What's going to happen with that?
I'm not political. I'm Protestant, and I don't really want to talk about that on the air. So
okay.
It's up to Jack if she wants to address it. Okay.
Okay.
I'm
not,
you know, here again, what I'm going to say about this is it isn't about the left or the right, okay?
Yeah.
It's about all of us working together and all of us trying to come to a solution together. Each one of us individuals have the responsibility to do the next right thing, okay?
Right.
And we have to do morally correct for ourselves. It's not about one side or the other, because on both sides they have their issues. Both sides are going to extremes. And when you have extremes, what happens is that nobody comes together and nothing gets done. And there's a reason why we're being brought together with this situation to really look at what our personal responsibility is here and to share and show each other personal compassion for each person.
Right.
That's about as political as I can get into it.
Okay. Yeah, in other words, divided we fall. So
That's right, sir.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, well
God
thank
bless
you very much.
And you stay safe and keep the party going. Okay.
I definitely will.
All right.
All righty.
Keep us posted.
Thanks.
All right, God bless. All right, sweet night. All righty then. Okay, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 213, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies. How are you two?
Doing well. How are you?
All is well. Thank you. All is well.
And who are we speaking with?
Elizabeth.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Well, hello.
Have you called in before?
I have not.
Okay, then we're going to need
your
permission.
At least I don't think I have. Okay, it's October 4th, 1976. The time was 4:42 p.m., and it was in Los Angeles, California.
Okay. And where do you live now?
In Houston, Texas.
Houston, okay. I got some people down there that I talk to quite a bit. Nice.
Oh, well, good.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
And my computer just froze. So, what's your birth date again?
10/4/76, 4:42 p.m. in Los Angeles, California.
Alrighty, Ben. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to relocate you to Houston and see the differences here. How long have you lived in Houston, honey?
For, almost 8 years now.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right.
I like this move. I really do. You're going to like that relocation. I like this. I haven't looked at it before.
I love it. I love Houston for her. Yeah.
I'm telling you, L.A. was not necessarily the best place for you. I bet you're liking your out of.
Okay. You have a Pisces rising, Pisces moon,
and they were both in your first house when you were born. And that creates a little bit of a challenge, okay, because people don't see how you feel, and it gets all, you know, there's a lot of crazy things that happen with that. You get a little bit more of a grounded look when you relocate it, which is good. So you had a question for us tonight?
Yes, please. So I'm not quite sure how to word it, but what can you guys tell me, I guess, about, relationships? Just in general, I guess, but I have a roommate now. She's planning to not renew the lease because we're different people. But then I also was seeing a woman for a few months, and I think it's just the whole the planets and not seeing one another because of this whole situation. So we've kind of, she did the blocking, I did the blocking of phones, and so I'm just wondering what's going on, relationships, even if you see any of that, if you see us reconciling, or just maybe some people new or different in my life as far as maybe those kind of close relationships.
Well, you've had the Capricorn planet squaring your Mars for a while now, And that can be a tough square, okay? It's a cardinal square, though, so a lot of times it can be negotiable if you take the high road. But that doesn't mean it's comfortable either, okay? You do have Mars trining your Mars right now, which would just indicate that to recognize each person as an individual and not necessarily needing to have agreement and agree to disagree, if you will, that's probably where you need to be at least the next week or so. That can help out somewhat. Once these planets get into Aquarius at the end of the year, it's going to be a whole different ballgame for you. They're going to start trying all your Libra stuff. You're personally very powerful, and you know it. And so I think your security is in place. But at the same time, you know, you have a lot of Scorpio. You've got the chart of a psychologist. What do you do for work?
I work in education, in higher education right now. And
okay.
I do a lot of, I guess, counseling of college students, too. So that makes sense.
Yeah. It's an amazing shift. What do you think, Jacqueline? You've got some similar planets to hers. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Yeah, you're right. But I don't have Pluto conjunct my sun, that's for sure. So that's an interesting thing you have there. You know, what I'm thinking about this is that because there's some great challenges on you. I agree 100% with Aphrodite that by the end of this year, things are going to start to get easier, okay? I also think that things are going to start to get busier once Mars gets into your first house, okay? It's in your 12th house right now, so everything is hidden from you, and there's all this speculation and your doubt, and you don't know what direction to go and all of the stuff going on because it's floating around, okay? But what you're here to do right now with this relationship is to sit down and look at your personal values and beliefs. You're a Libra girl. One-to-one relationships are crucially important to you, and you have a Mars in there, okay? One of the things that she was talking about that you have as well as I is a Venus in Scorpio. When you love for life, okay? And what happens to your relationships is that you want to sail very deep with them, okay? And in that, you have to have patience and temperance, which you understand, but you have to have patience and temperance, okay, with this. Mm-hmm. Right now, what you're supposed to be focusing on is your personal values and beliefs and what you want, not whether she's coming back or not. You understand it that way? Okay?
Yeah.
It's a matter of waiting it out and looking at what you're going to do next, because it's not if she's going to come back, it's when. And you need to prepare for that and really have, because you're looking for an equal relationship. That's what you are, 50-50 here. And you want both of you two to work together with this, okay? Sometimes you're a little bit more of a bleeding soul and to put more into the relationship than what you should, and that's not good for the relationship. It has to be a 50-50 equality here, okay? That perfecting soul that Mercury in Virgo says, I must have that equal to make it happen. But it also flips to the other side and gets very generous to the other individual, okay? So you have to really have that fine balance. So what I'm basically boiling this down to is look in your personal values and beliefs, wait it out, and see what happens. Okay, because it is in a transformation and change, and everything by the time the end of this year comes is really going to be revealed for your benefit. Okay, sorry.
Now, Venus, the planet of love, is normally in a sign for 6.5 weeks, okay? But it didn't do that this year. It's in Gemini right now. It's going forward in Gemini. It's going to retrograde through Gemini, and it's going to turn around and go through Gemini again. And so it's going to be in Gemini all the way until August 8th of this year, my dear. And so because of that, what's going to happen is relationships from the past can resurface, and new relationships can form. And sometimes they can have a similarity to the old relationships. And with Gemini, it's a sign of the twins. So many times, things come in twos. So I wouldn't be too surprised if between now and August 8th, there's more than one person that wants more of your attention, okay, and wants to complement your power. okay? So be aware of that. The cosmic forces are working with you here, okay?
Okay, okay, okay.
You keep us posted, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you so much, ladies. Stay blessed,
all right,
too.
God bless you. Okay, all right,
okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, peace.
Alrighty then. Let's see, who's up next? All right, well, that person hung up. Okay. Area code 919, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies, how are you? My name is Janet.
Hi, Janet.
Do you need my date of birth? And when you say place of birth, does that mean state or city, town,
city
or what does that mean?
City and state. And that was Janice or Janet?
Janet, J-A-N-E-T. My birthday is July the 25th, 1963, and I was born in Banner Elks, North Carolina.
And that was 1963?
Yes, ma'am.
And what do you know what time you were born?
Yes, 1:30 a.m.
And what's the city again?
Banner Elk.
Could you spell it for me?
B-A-N-N-E-R-E-L-K.
Got it. Do you still live there?
No, I do not. I do not live there any longer.
Where do you live now?
I live in Wake Forest, North Carolina.
Lake Forest?
W-A-K-E.
It might not make a big difference on the ascendant, but I like to see where you are and what planetary energies are overhead, okay? There it is. It just changes 3 or 4 degrees, but I just like to be accurate.
So, you had a question for us tonight?
I did, and I don't know if you can even, you know, this is the first time I've called in, so I don't even know if I can ask this, but I had lost somebody a while back, and I just wanted to know if I would be with them in a partner sense in the afterlife.
And it was 65, right?
63.
No, 63.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure. That's what I had. Have you been married before?
Yes.
Yes.
And I'd have to say yes, too.
See, one of the things that's going on today, Janet, is there's something magical about it when a person asks the question. The time to ask the question, the answer occurs in the heavens because as above, so below. That's kind of how it works. Saturn, the great teacher, is moving through your ninth house of God watching over you, the gates of heaven, excuse me, and the great beyond. And it's exactly opposing and attracting to your Leo sun in the third house. So that just tells me that, yes, you will see that person again. Okay?
Well, that's what I was feeling, and I thank you so very much. Thank you. I hope you ladies have a wonderful afternoon.
All right. God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was the easiest thing I did today.
I know. I had to double check it. You saw me double check it. I'm like, really? Well, yeah.
We both saw it like at the same split second. We always do that. I love you.
That was just so quick.
It was. All right. The next one, we don't know where they are because they're one of those 111 numbers. So let's see what they need. Area code 111. Hello? Are you there? I can't hear you. Hello, are you there? Maybe I should just put it back on hold for now. And maybe talking to somebody else. I just put it back on hold for now. Go. All right.
Ooh.
Area code 405, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Good evening, afternoon. How are you all?
Is this Sylvia?
Yes. And she gets a five at the Cracker Jack box. Yay.
I've got your voice down.
Doing well. How are you today, Sylvia? My little Aries baby.
I am good, grateful, and thankful on this day. How are you, ladies?
Doing all right.
Hanging in there.
Good, good. What are you all?
Now, are you
me?
April 4th? Are you April 4th of 61?
Yes.
That's our Sylvia.
And you don't live in Memphis anymore, right?
Yes, I do for the time being.
You
and
do? Okay. I was just checking. All right. Got it, girl. See, I had a system crash, but you're on here, which means that you have known me before 2016. I love it.
Me too. So do I.
So what would you like to know tonight, sweetheart?
I would like to relocate this year. I want to go Midwest to, I guess, Midwest, North Texas, Utah, Colorado, somewhere along that line, somewhere along those lines.
Hmm.
I saw Utah have these beautiful mountains like Colorado, which they are next door to Colorado. So it's like, would Texas be better, Utah be better, Colorado be better?
We can look at every city, but what you're asking us to do requires a lot more detail, and we have both
okay,
Jeff and I have the software, okay? So we can look at it more specifically, but for right now, let's just look at a long distance move this year to see where the planets are moving.
Okay.
Because usually, when you're moving to a long distance, it's helpful to have certain planets moving through your ninth house, okay?
Oh,
because the ninth house
is
it's like distant relocation and stuff. So you are going to be moving, you know, quite a few miles here. So usually I look at a local move as being like the tri-state area. Sometimes I'll stretch it a little bit. But your ninth house in Memphis goes from 17 degrees of Sag to 9 degrees of Capricorn. So to me it would be a December move, okay, because that's when the planets are trekking through there, okay? Some people are worried about moving during winter, but that's when your planetary energies are there. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I so agree with you. What I am going to say is that we can look at it for you. I took a quick look at Salt Lake City, Utah, and Denver, Colorado, just as a quick look, okay? And I agree. I agree to that general proximity, okay? Just as a quick look, Salt Lake City looked a little bit better than Denver, but what I want you to do is start looking at the areas and see what you vibe to, or give us a call at what cities you want us to look at, and we can really take a better analysis at it. That's the best way of doing that. I'm giving you that little clue just to say, hey, you're in the right direction, okay? But it's all about...
Oh, okay.
It's all about looking into what you want right now and doing research to find what really inspires you there. I agree with Aphrodite that you're ready for a move, and it's going to be probably closer to late fall, sometime in there, that it's going to happen. So you just got to prepare yourself and get ready for it. Don't wobble back and forth like sometimes you do.
Okay, I know I want to go. I know I definitely want to relocate this year. And I was also thinking about maybe like San Antonio, Texas, probably would start there. That's west. What I'm wanting to do now is get land and grow and plant food and herbs. And let food be your medicine, and medicine be your food, along with healing my body and helping anybody that would want my help to heal their self. So that's like where I'm at.
I love it for you. I love it for you. See, what's going to be happening, mm-hmm. too, at the end of the year, so your Jupiter is in Aquarius, and Jupiter's only in Aquarius every 12 years. And it's in your house of the light worker in Memphis, okay? Clubs, groups, associations, mm-hmm. and like-minded spirits. And so Jupiter's going to be moving through there, and you're going to have your Jupiter return. Saturn also is going to be going into Aquarius, the great teacher, the leader, okay? So for you to have your own place, your own farm, your own stuff, and be making your own different kinds of combinations as an alchemist, oh, I love it at the end of the year. At the end of the year is perfect. Now is the time. We have four planets going retrograde in May, okay? So this is the time to really get everything organized in your mind, put together your game plan, envision a property that would be appropriate if you moved to any one of these locations. Now, what you got to remember, now when I do a relocation with people, I look at their progress chart, okay, because that's the person they're becoming. And the moon, when it progresses into a new sign, it's there for 31 months, and then it goes into the next sign. So the month that you move matters. So when we get closer, that's when call me and Jacqueline, we'll help you out with that. But for right now, kind of get the inner imaging going on. It's so nice because right now Neptune is in Pisces sitting right on your Mercury. It hasn't sat on this star for 165 years, okay? So
wow.
What it's doing is it's saying if you can imagine it, you can create it. It's from beautiful trines this year to your Scorpio moon. So you are right there, honey. You'll make this happen.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you, ladies. I'm going to yield the floor so somebody else can get through. Thank you. I love you.
All right.
I appreciate
God bless
you. All. All right.
Okay.
Have a great day.
You too, honey. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
That soul couldn't be any more perfect for her.
Oh, I know it. Awesome. Very, very awesome. Okay. Let's see who's next on here. Okay. I think I just lost somebody. How'd that happen? Well, maybe they'll call back. All right. Area code 256, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Kimberly from Georgia. How are y'all?
Hey, Kimberly, how are you?
Well. And I am 11570 in Talladega, Alabama.
Correct.
And where do you live now?
Tucker, Georgia.
That's what I thought. All right.
So, what would you like to know from us tonight, Kimberly?
Yeah, according to my chart, what changes do you see in my career? Or, I don't know how to word it correctly, but, you know.
What are you doing for a living?
I'm teaching right now. I just had to resign from that job. And I'm looking for another one.
Teaching?
Not necessarily teaching this time, no.
What are you thinking about doing?
Something outside of education, maybe college advisor, college counselor, just something, a leadership position.
I love it. I love it. You've got so much energy in Scorpio and stuff. It's just, it's amazing. I could see you do great counseling here. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I do, and I think you should look at, you know, maybe even special ed, okay, being, you know, again here, having that transformation and change with all that Scorpio energy. You're so set up for a leadership position as far as kids and their greater futures. You have Neptune going through your 10th house of career right now, and Mars is going to get there here in a little bit next month. Or in the middle of this month, okay? And so it is time to live that dream. It is time to look into that, okay? And to really pursue something more in that field than just working with kids, working with the leadership program with them. And again here, I can say that you might find it quite fascinating working in special ed or with a specialty group instead of the mainstream of kids.
And leadership?
In leadership, absolutely.
Okay.
You see the bigger picture. You know how to transform and change it. You see that vision, that Neptune's really giving you that great vision right now of what you need to do. And here again, you transform and change policy and procedure. So to transform and change policy and procedure, you can't do it as a teacher. Okay?
Right.
You go to the root and transform the whole. That's what you're here to do.
You will be a teacher,
right,
but on a different level, more as the advisor. See, Saturn's only in Aquarius every 29 years, okay? And it's going to be going into your ninth house of higher education, working again on the collegiate level. It's going to be there for 2.5 years and a little bit more before it gets into your 10th. So not only can you get in there and really make a mark, but like when it gets into Pisces in its next passage, which is about 2 to 3 years from now, what's going to end up happening is, again, that you're going to be even more important as part of that team, okay? So I have a feeling you're going to get involved with probably a fairly large school. It's going to be almost like a community is what I think from what I'm seeing here, okay?
Okay.
So it may be growing, and they could be building new buildings and stuff, so you could end up not only being the advisor, but you could be the advisor to other advisors, okay?
Okay.
So I think you're going to be in a great 5-year cycle here, and your intuition's working overtime, baby. I think you got this going on.
Thank you very much. Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome. We always love to see you prosper, especially because you are so gifted. Because you're an advisor, but you're very psychic too. So you don't only hear what's being said; you hear what's not being said.
Yeah.
You're very,
yeah,
very good
absolutely
at that. So this would put you in a good position because people aren't going to be able to pull the wool over your eyes, honey.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Absolutely. Wow.
Yeah.
We're so glad you called in tonight.
Yeah, I'm glad I did too. I called in at the last moment. I was like, I hope I get it.
Yep, and we're glad you did. We're glad you did.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you both. You both have a beautiful evening, and God bless.
You
all
also.
Right, you too. God bless.
Bye.
Well, Jacqueline, we've only got 5 minutes left, really. Somebody here is on hold from your neck of the woods.
Okay.
Your other neck of the woods, not Florida.
Oh.
Let's take it.
Okay.
Let me pick it up. What is going on here? I'll try again. You know, me and technology have not been friends lately. Air code 440, you're on the air.
Hi, how are, excuse me. Hi, how are you?
Good,
great,
how
are you?
I'm good, thank you. My name is Kelly. I'm from Ohio. I guess you saw the area code.
Painesville.
Yes.
Oh, Painesville, no way.
Yeah, I'm about ready to make my trek up there.
Oh, wow. I actually grew up in Mentor, so we're neighbors.
Ah, hey.
That's crazy. Small world.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there in a couple weeks now. So.
Oh, awesome.
So what's your birth date?
It is March 23rd, 84, Aries.
And do you know what time you were born?
It was by like 5 in the morning, somewhere in that time frame.
And what's the, Manor. You were born in Manor?
Well, I was actually born in Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
But I was raised in Mentor, so.
You live there now?
No, I live in Cleveland now.
Okay. All right, let's take a look and see what we got here.
And what city were you in on your birthday this year? Cleveland?
What city was I in my birthday?
Yeah, this year.
The west side of Cleveland. Mm-hmm.
Ah. So what would you like to know from us tonight?
So I guess it's more of analyzing a love question, I guess. I wouldn't call it love, but... So there's somebody that... before COVID-19 that I met once, and our connection was really strong every time I would see him. And just recently I messaged him and told him that I like some of the things that he's doing because it brings light to the whole COVID crisis and it just keeps the humor out of it. And he told me that he likes my vibe, and looking forward, you know, to seeing me once this is all over. So I'm just wondering, like, how would you take that, you know, as a friendly interpretation or more than that? If someone's saying, you know, I love your vibe.
Well, right now, in your solar return, which you have, and that's this year, is you have Venus transiting through your seventh house of one-to-one relationships, and you have Sun and Chiron in your fifth house of romance and dating. So this is an interesting year for you all the way around as far as your love life is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What I'll say about it is that I don't think this is the only suitor you're going to have this year.
Mm-hmm.
So... with the situation, I would be intrigued. I would be open to it. But I would be fluid with it because it really has to match with Venus being in Taurus this year for you. It really has to match your personal values and beliefs. There's a strong solidity because that Venus is trining all of these Capricorn planets. So there's a solidity that you want, this solid foundation of a relationship. Okay? I think you can find it this year. I don't know if it's this one or not, but I think you can find it, and I think you should be open to it. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree. With Venus being in Gemini so long this year until August 8th, I have a feeling there's going to be more than one opportunity here for love. I think it's interesting because this person's Sun does sit on your Pluto, though. And right now it's squaring your Saturn, and your Saturn's in your 12th house of your chart in Cleveland, which is why you're still kind of like sight unseen. You know, it's a virtual communication.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can develop an intimacy in that kind of a communication. So I think it's a good idea to keep in touch. In other words, I wouldn't wait until the pandemic passes to get to know each other a little better, okay?
Right.
Let's see what the vibe does is what I'm going to suggest. Because with Venus and Gemini, everybody's going to want to communicate with people, even if they can only do it virtually, okay, until this passes. And we need that because the isolation is causing a lot of people to get very depressed. So
right.
I would basically work on communications with this person and get to know them, but know that somebody else could show up, okay, closer, okay? So
all right.
Keep an eye open, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Keep us posted. All right, girl.
Okay, will do. All right.
God
Thank
bless.
You.
Right. Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Well, we should tell them where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at my home right now, because I'm doing most of my work from home, and that's 540-613-1070. And have a very pleasant week, and enjoy the full moon. Many blessings. Talk to you next week.
Good full moon. Good night.
Good night.